Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. I was thinking about that a little bit this morning when somebody said something that hurt my feelings. And, you know, we're never hurt any more than our perception. So, you know, pain is usually ego-based. So I can't blame anyone else for how I feel about any given thing. But that's not to say that it's okay to be mean to people, because, you know, our feelings do get hurt. And I've listened to, I don't know, 100, probably a couple hundred maybe NDEs. And a very great number of them report experiencing every pain that they caused for someone else. Boy, if that's the case, I don't look forward to going to heaven if I got to go through that first. But I guess, you know, I've dogged some people and I've made some bad decisions and done good and bad things in life. It is what it is, you know. But when someone says something mean to me, I try not to respond in kind. Not because I'm afraid of the future consequences, but first and foremost, because I just don't want to be like that. You know, I don't want to be someone who lashes out in anger. And I'm not saying I've never had an angry word, because certainly I have. But I try to silence that, you know, state of emotion, my boiling intellect, whatever it is in the moment, you know. And the scripture says that the meek will inherit the earth. So I looked up the word meek because I questioned it, you know. And meek, it turns out, is Greek for power under control. So basically, it's something other than self-will run riot, for sure. But it's controlling yourself and being a gentleman or a lady, somebody that's dignified and doesn't let their emotions overload their butts. Like, I think that saying goes, don't let your mouth overload your butt. And I've done that quite a few times in my life. Most of the time I've been able to hold back a little bit, at least, less so in my youth. But, you know, and then there's another scripture. It talks about kind of supporting the NDE thing, you know, those reports. But the scripture says something about, by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, you'll be judged, you know, good or bad. And some people have said all we experience is a judgment, but judged on the basis of what we, you know, judge. It's like we become our own judge and jury. And I'm not sure God feels the same way about things that we do, you know. And I just have a hard time believing in this vengeful, hateful God who just throws people in hell because they've done things wrong. I think the people are already in hell in a way, but it's self-induced hell. And it's like C.S. Lewis said, the door to hell is opened only from the inside. So maybe he knew. And A Grief Observed, which is my favorite book by him. Boy, he has endured some pain. And I don't think he stated everything that he felt there, but you could kind of grasp it. But I just hope, you know, that as we go through our lives, we can ease the pain of another human being. And I think it's kind of like what we're here for, is to try and help each other. And, you know, when we're in pain, allow someone to help us, and don't stay stuck in your victimness, you know. Let go of that. if there's one word that's probably not very useful in the English language, at least, and that's the only one I have a small grasp on its rules and language, but it's the word victim. It's like, really, what good does that do anybody? I mean, there are such things as victims, but at some point you got to take your power back. And forgiveness is, it always runs deeper than the wound that calls it to into action. And I felt a lot of emotional, spiritual pain in my life. And during the dark night of the soul, I felt like a slow knife was being pushed into my spirit. And it was really just god-awful pain. And it was as slow and as incremental a push as could possibly be perpetrated. That's how much it hurt. But on the tip of that knife was the seed of forgiveness. The very tip, sharp tip of that knife, there was a seed of forgiveness. And the deeper the pain plunged into my heart, into the deepest part of who I am, when the knife came out, it left behind that seed. And the wall of that seed is only dissolved at the center of who we really are. And there's a light in there that shines, and the darkness doesn't understand it. But it's unconditional love, and the soil that is in the inside of us breaks off, you know, or helps degrade the outside of the seed. And nowhere else will do that. The nutrients are perfect in the deepest part of who we are to soften the outside of that seed so the inside can spring forth. And the roots of forgiveness always run deeper than the puncture hole that, you know, it's like we dig a hole, right, to put a seed, you know, and then we cover it up. Well, it's kind of like that. And then the roots go deeper than we dug the hole too, right? You know, it does its own thing. And eventually we being a soul, and that being inside of our soul and our heart, you know, the seeds that are planted there are the ones that can grow, but only the ones that are good can grow there, that, because the dark seeds can't grow there. It's not possible. It really, if we go deep enough, it's not possible to be off our spiritual path. It's like God has always been with us, even when we felt alone. I think that unconditional love was always there. At least that's what I chose to do during the dark night of the soul. I chose to love and trust God no matter what. And eventually the dark night of the soul period ended. And it's not to say that we aren't all in one to some degree or some part of us, who knows, you know, all the layers of truth that are in life. But peeling back the layers of our pain and exposing them to the light is what changes their nature into what they are supposed to be. Nothing grows well in darkness. Nothing good grows well in a dark spiritual place, other than the things that are meant to be grown there. And there are some things. St. John of the Cross, who wrote Dark Night of the Soul, he talked about the rays of darkness, which also belong to God, and how even the darkness to God was like light. So it might be dark to us, but, you know, but generally I've found out in life is that I see darkness, it's because I've turned my back on the light, you know. And you know, we're walking in our own shadow, if you will. You know, why do that? So anyway, truth without compassion is cruelty. And remember, say what you mean, but what you say, but don't say it mean. Okay, go out and help make the world a better place to live in. Peace out.